نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد وأعوذ بالله من الشيطان بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الفتنة أشد من القتل صدق الله العظيم وللنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تقوم الساعة إلا على شرار الخلق أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام My respected brothers in Islam, I don't have kind of words to express the level of violence, the atrocities, the proportion that what we see around us, where mostly in the Middle East, there is so much of destruction, so much of killing. Only Allah knows why this is happening. Only Allah knows when this will come to an end. But the heart bleeds, more especially when we have the communication and we have the means to actually see, to witness through our phones and through the various different media houses and media communications. I'm sure that all of us feel hurt, feel so much of sorrow, and more especially when we cannot do very much. This reminds me of an hadith which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, that there will be a time that will come in my ummah, in Bayhaqi and Abu Dawud, this riwayat is mentioned, that soon there will be nations that will pounce upon us. Now this is related by Nabi sallallahu alayhi to the Sahaba. The you would mean us, the ummah. That soon there will be nations that will pounce upon you. Just like how an animal, wild animal, that pounces on his prey. If that is not a clear warning, and if that is not so serious, then in another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that they will vie. That means they will compete. Nations will compete to fight against the Muslims. And this is, and these words are not simple, small, little words that we can understand, but to comprehend, yes, is this what is going to take place? Is this what is happening now, that what we are witnessing? Or is it something that is worse to yet to come? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Ams khairul yawm, al-yawm khairun min ghadan, aw kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that yesterday is better than today, and today is better than tomorrow. The meaning of which is that the times will come, such severe times will come, and man would be put into such difficulty, difficult times. This is all predicted by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When you open the hadith, and when you read the hadith, the narrations, you will now experience, or you will see, and you will witness in writing what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to what is happening presently. We don't know the era, we don't know the time, we don't know the duration, etc. But one thing we are sure of, that what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam predicted is absolutely the truth and haqq. There is no doubt. In a mu'min's mind, there is no doubt. The words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran and Kareem and the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are haqq and truth. But the way, the manner, the shape, the shakal, how this will happen and when this will happen, that is not given to us. But from what we read in the hadith and what we are witnessing now, we can say we're almost there, that we are passing, we have already passed many of the minor signs of Qiyamah. The fitan, what we call the fitna, the trials and tribulations. And when we now examine those trials and tribulations that are going to come, the fitna that is going to be pouncing on this ummah, like one after the other, this is the time that we see what is happening. To just give you an example, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there will be a time of harj. So the Sahaba radiallahu asked, what is this harj? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the harj will be the killing. The killing meaning that people will kill for no reason. One is that there is a robbery taking place and somebody has to defend the other, but this is, harj is, that they will be just killing each other. And this is what we are witnessing today. We don't even know any reasons anymore. When you look around in the world, whether it is in Congo, now this week there had been a lot of killing there, we don't know what the reason is. Then in elsewhere of the world, we'll find that there's so much of killing that is taking place for no reason. It's not like we're going to say that we're taking your land away. You know, nations fight for the lands. That's the most valuable thing. As you know, what had happened in the Golan Heights, that Israel had taken, that war that took place, so much of land they had taken unjustly. So it's not because of some reason that there's land being taken or property being devoured or whatever it may be, but this is going to be for no reason whatsoever. Man cannot understand this. And this is what is mentioned in the hadith. Before I delve into any, I'll mention one ayat of the Quran Kareem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ هُوَ الْقَادِرُ عَلَىٰ يَبْعَثَ عَلَيْكُمْ عَذَابًا. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tell the people that هُوَ الْقَادِرُ, that Allah is Qadir, Allah is Qahhar, Allah is the only one. He is the wahdaniyat, everything is with Him. He is the most powerful, He is the most, the Almighty. There is no power. We just superficially say, yes, because we man, so we have to use some words and we use the word of superpowers and etc. But Hul Qadir, one must understand this very, very carefully. So Allah is Qadir on everything, that He can send on you azab, punishment. Of course, that is the title of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the only giver. He is the only maker. He is the one who is most powerful, and He, it is His right to punish. أَيَبْعَثَكَ عَلَيْكُمْ عَذَابًا مِنْ فَوْقِكُمْ. That the azab can come from the skies, whether it be by means of rain, storm, cyclone, tornadoes, etc. He is the one who has the right to send that. أَوْ مِنْ تَحْتِ أَرْجُلِكُمْ. Oh, it is beneath your feet by means of volcanoes, or it may be earthquakes, etc. So He is Qadir. It must be contextualized here and not understood that He is sending, but He is Qadir. He is most powerful. And the last part of it is Allah Ta'ala says, وَيُذِيقُمْ بَعْضَكُمْ بَعْصَ بَعْضَ أَوْ يَلْبِسُكُمْ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the third type of punishment is that you, the people of mankind, they will be divided. They will be made into firqas. Or yalbisakum. That you will be then divided among yourselves. And you will fight among yourselves. These are the three things Allah Ta'ala mentions here. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Allah Ta'ala for protection on the first one that Allah sends from the sky. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted that dua. Otherwise we would have been in smithering. The rain drop that falls, the one drop that falls, you would have killed us in no instant time. From the height that it falls, it would have probably killed us in seconds. But Allah has reduced that, and it has come as a ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, the storms that come, we would have been flattened. But it's only a small percentage that affects man. So we have been protected by the dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The second dua Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made was protect the people from the drowning and the earth swallowing us. Again, a very minute and a very small percentage. Otherwise we would have been sucked into the ground. And the third one that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made, that do not divide us, so that will be destruction. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not accept this dua. And that is what we are seeing today, the kind of destruction in this world, and that which is finishing us, that who is conquering us, that is making us into like animals, that one is after the other, one is after the other's blood. As you can see, that for no reason, I said that there is no reason that we are fighting among ourselves. That we are fighting, that they, the kuffar, are making us fight among ourselves. And then the world is saying, yeah, but the Muslims are fighting among themselves. And then you don't have any answer to give. What answer would you give when they're saying that Yemen and Saudi Arabia is raining bombs into Yemen, and then Syria, and then it is again the Turks, etc., etc., all in those regions, for example. They're fighting among themselves. Again, the hadith that comes to mind, and always, this overleads or it encompasses everything, that their time will come when our affairs, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that the time will come when our affairs will mean whether it's political, whether it's economic, every kind of affairs and in every sphere of life, that they will take control of. And if that happens, that's one principle of life. And that principle of life means that if somebody has control over your property, or somebody has the title deed of your land, or it could be anything for that matter. I'm talking about in a home or in your business, domestically, economically, whatever it may be. If that person has the authority and has the reign over you, what right you have? How much of strength or power you will have? He'll fight you into court because it belongs to him. He'll fight you economically because it belongs to them. Similarly, understand this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the time will come that all your affairs will be in their hands. So inevitably, they will have control over us. That's going to be, during that time, will be the most difficult times. And now if you analyze and if you take a survey, and if you look all around you, and one hadith, oh yes, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting with the Sahaba, and when this was mentioned, the Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, will we be a very small number? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no. Because now they are talking about that time when they were in a very small number. You will be in your not majority, but you will be in big numbers. We are now over 1 billion. But yet, you will not be able to carry out your own, or you won't be having the power, or you won't be having the ability to run your own affairs. Because it will be in the hands of the kuffar. Now, saying all this, one becomes very despondent, despair, that, look, then what do we do? How do we run our affairs? Well, we are not hopeless and useless. Never. Our mu'min yanduru bi nurillah. A mu'min does not see from the black back or black side of things. He sees from the nur of Allah. Now when we just take analyze just one part of it, that when I mentioned when the Allah is qadir on the adab that he can send, but this obviously must be contextualized. Similarly, Allah Ta'ala says, ظَهَرُ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. That's a very important point. With the fitna and fasad that will spread in the world, it will not be just for any other reason. But the reason is because of our own doing. It's because of our own actions. We must understand and realize this. And that is the part we are failing to understand. And we're becoming hopeless. And we say, yeah, but what can be done? But now we must analyze or look back into our affairs. What is the contact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Whereas He is telling us that come close to Him, that come close to the Sharia, come close to the Sunnah, follow the Sunnah. Then obviously, that will have an impact on everything, on all parts or every sphere of our life. But without that, of course, there are going to be huge and big difficulties. And as a result, we're going to find ourselves in a very tight spot. And with that, we're going to get all these fitnas. The fitnas will come. That is already predicted. Those trials and tribulations can never go away. In fact, the time coming closer to Qiyamah, the time coming to the coming of Dajjal, then what we will do? Maybe this is the time that is prepared. Maybe Allah Ta'ala is preparing the grounds for the time coming of Dajjal. Because Dajjal's job is to cause destruction, to cause confusion. And today when you ask the journalists and the reporters, they can't even report correctly. In which sense? They don't even know what is taking place in parts of the world, especially in the Middle East. They have to confess to say, we don't know which party is what, who is siding who. That is all because of the confusion. And the Dajjal's biggest weapon will be to confuse the people. Confusion in the sense that he will have Jannat on his left and Jahannam on his right, whichever way it is, and he will be calling to Jannat, meanwhile that will be Jahannam. That is how he will confuse the people. He'll confuse the people by means of making a person alive from the dead and he will say, do you want to see your parents? He will get the jinns to come in and make a shape of his father and his mother that he will see. Allah will give the power, yes. Allah hu al-Qadir, he'll give the power. But this is all the test of time. And every Prophet alayhimus salatu wasalam came to this world, warned their people. Now you can imagine from the time of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam that there will come a time when this imposter Dajjal will come to this world. It had nothing to do with them, but just to inform us, or rather make us aware of the fact that look, every prophet came and warned about this imposter that will be coming. And what he will, how he will destroy in 40 days, how he will destroy the world, how he will destroy the ideologies of the people, how he will turn Muslims, all largely it will be the Yahud and the Jews that will follow him. 40,000 of them will follow him at the very first instance. But the destruction that he will leave, if the Prophet warned, and it will be in this ummah. It will be in the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So how much more we should be aware of the fact that what this imposter and how he will destroy us. And for that, our iman has to be 100%. We'll have to grab hold of our iman, safeguard our iman. If the fitna, the trials of now are becoming so difficult as we see all around us, leave the phone. The phone has done enough destruction. It's unbelievable to give you the stories that happens through the phone or the chat rooms or whatever you have from the very small little gadgets, that what is expected to come. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam also warned the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, through them, warned us, that they, this imposter that will come to this world and how he will, there's many, many ahadiths. We need to actually read over and over what this imposter will do to us. And that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not warn us because he wanted to just tell us. No. In fact, in one hadith it comes that the time will come when the imams and the scholars and the orators and so forth will begin to forget about talking about Dajjal. And today, that is what has happened. How little we know, how little we hear of this Dajjal that is coming. Yet, he is the one that will be the most destructive. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said something to this effect, that there will not be any other fitna that is more tyrant, that is more visible in its power and fears, as much as the coming of Dajjal. And Dajjal won't come when things are very light and very okay, if I may say, that everything is very good, everything is very rosy. No. He has to, because he is dirty, because he's filth, because he's an imposter, he'll come when the conditions are like that. So the conditions are made like that now, as you see the kind of fitna that is, and where scientists are trying to prove that they want to build a man, want to create a man. In the laboratories of the world, you'll find they went to the extent of the robots. Extent of building hand, man. They're looking at that. Allah is Qadir. Allah knows best. Allah has given that person that mind to do that which he is doing. But everything is Allah, belongs to Allah. Of course, that which is permissible and that's not permissible, that's an issue that we're not going to discuss now. But the thing is that what they are doing, via satellite, what they can't see and who they can't see and what they probably see, what is even in your pockets. So the technology has advanced to such an extent that it has become a kind of a suspect in our lives. Because everyone, you will become a suspect. Whether it's in your privacy or outside your privacy, whether it's in public or wherever it may be, you'll be held responsible for some things that you even do in privacy. So this kind of fitna, the level of fitna, the level of trials and tribulations are growing. We can see this. And there's sufficient warning which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, that those times and that time were the most trying times, the most difficult times. And at that time, it will be that you'll have to look after your iman, you'll have to safeguard your iman. One of the things that the greatest ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the greatest ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the air that we breathe, Allahu Akbar, Allah has given us free of charge. The water that Allah has given us, Allahu Akbar, another ni'mat, indispensable. And also He has given us time. And it comes in the hadith that the time closing to Qiyamah, the time will become so less. As we can see today, from one Friday to the other, we talk like that, from one Ramadan to the other, oh, the Ramadan has just come through. Or the Friday has just come. We just passed the Friday and Friday has come. That is how it's going to become. And we can see this. And the time that Allah has given us, that time, wal asr, innal insan lafi khusr, that this time, this most valuable, it's now become a true commodity. At one time, time was not counted as a commodity. It's something you buy and you sell. Today, whether it is at your local university or a consultant in the business sector, or all around, it's about time. It's my time that is I'm going to charge you for. So it is time. Well, us, Allah has made this time so valuable. Therefore, we'll be answerable for this time. And the Qurbul Qiyamah, coming towards Qiyamah, that time will become so less. So whatever we have with us, take it as a great ni'mat, the time that we got. And whatever we can do during that time, we must utilize it in the right way, in the right at the right place. And not waste this, because otherwise it will become laib wala. And this dunya is all of that. The dunya is all of attractions. The dunya will call you. And this is one of the signs of Qiyamah, that the dunya, shaitanic deception, that it's always calling you, and there will be more fitnas that will be created. Whilst we are thinking that we have the phone and all the technology and all the gadgets, but those technology, those gadgets, if it's not used in the right way, in the right manner, then those same things will become destructive to us, that will call us towards evil, towards haram, towards bad, towards worst of things that you can think of. And then when we are in that situation, how we'll put ourselves right? That is why when we're given this opportunity, well, us, innal insan lafi khus, but Allah Ta'ala says that people are in confusion. We are in khasr. We're in confusion. We don't even know between right and wrong. And talking about right and wrong, there will be a time that will come during Qiyamah, close to Qiyamah, that where the right will be wrong and the wrong will be right. Allah Akbar, Allah make hifazat, because now if that is going to affect us, how it will affect us is when we're going to do something right or we're going to say something right, it will be wrong. And something that is wrong, it will be right. The time will come. And today you can see the level of the monsoons of evil that is creeping into society. We must be really blind if we can't see that. Otherwise, we're just passing a phase. We've got a phobia that we just... We have to sit down, realize, think about this very carefully. It's it's our progeny. We'll have to safeguard them. First, we'll safeguard ourselves before we can safeguard our children. But we'll have to talk about this to them. We'll have to see, secure our surroundings. All these things are important because why? When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that I can see the fitna, the trials and tribulations coming into the homes, like raindrops falling. Allah, Allah, Fadla. And this is what we are seeing in our homes today. We didn't know, our grandfathers and great-grandfathers didn't know how it will affect us. Because we didn't know what was technology, but as we moving on technology, that little thing that is in our everybody's house, everybody's not house, but everybody's pocket, what destruction it is causing. It's just a little small thing. The computer is a little bigger, but now everything becomes compact. And when everything becomes compact, what happens? We don't see reality. We say it's just a small thing. So let's make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us the tawfiq. First and foremost, we must raise our hands that Allah ta'ala safeguard the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherever they are. That Allah ta'ala safeguard our iman. And then we clutch and we grab and we tighten ourselves and look after our iman. Don't worry about the next person so much as you worry about yourself. I'm not saying you mustn't do amr bil ma'ruf wa nahi an munkar, no. That you have to do, but first yourself. We worry too much about the other person and we, you know, talking a lot about other people. Well, first look after yourself and your final akhirah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.